This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:10 and oh my God, did I mention it's Friday morning? This part of the show is brought to you by Burlington. Today on the program, we have Fandango tickets to Marvel Studios' The Avengers Infinity War at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we have tickets to Big Bang. Hello. Party After Dark at the California Academy of Sciences. And at 9:05, and actually throughout the day, we're going to get people qualified for our trip to Hawaii.
Yes.
It's a big day. Plus, I'm not sure if people are aware, this is going to be Friday all day. Every time you turn around, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's Friday. This is so exciting. Refresh your spring closet for less at your Burlington store.
What?
I keep waiting for it to say Coat Factory, but it doesn't. Burlington store. What's hot? Stripes, dots, and gingham. Plus cool hardware like pearls, sequins, grommets, and much more. Burlington. Style for everyone. Time magazine has released their most influential people list. They don't rank them. They just stick them on the list sort of in categories.
It's kind of a puss move, but okay.
I agree. You know, right. Like, pick out who you think is the most influential.
Oh, you're going to go on a limb with this whole influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Say.
Right.
Who do you like best?
Right. Or least. I mean, the thing about, people who are influential, it's not necessarily in a good way.
Elon Musk is on the list.
Oh, is it?
Of course he is, Vinny.
Has to be.
He's amazing. Actually, I'm not sure if he is or not. I didn't see his name.
Well,
but he has to be.
That's just my guess. Yeah. But yeah, it's a good guess.
He is 100% the best human in the world.
I wouldn't go there.
So
but.
There's that, you know, that's pretty influential. God, I love him. I was listening to some report this morning about how, you know, he's got the Boring Company.
Yeah.
He wants to tunnel under Los Angeles to make it so that emergency vehicles and construction vehicles can. Here's his idea.
It's not bad. I like it already.
I know. It's great. There would be an elevator that you'd drive out onto if you were like a emergency vehicle. You drop down into the tunnel. You get on some kind of like a pallet, like a lift item of that shoots you to wherever you need to go. Then you lift back out and there you are. You don't have to fight the LA traffic.
Works
to
for
get
the drug dealers.
Sure. In what way?
It's how they get the stuff under the border and into America.
Yeah. Oh, on the tunnel there?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, tunnels. That's tunnels.
Sure.
Lots of tunnels.
That's their move.
Mm-hmm. That's
how El Chapo got away so many times.
He just had tunnels to everywhere?
Tunnels out of the place.
Out of the jail. Remember, he just walks down downstairs and there
gets in the tunnel and leaves.
Yeah, that's how that guy was. That's that guy's move.
Oh, it's a pretty smooth move. Well, anyway, the Boring Company is going to, you know, make it so that emergency vehicles can get places in Los Angeles, which is, you know, that's good news. Let me look and see if he's on here. I don't see his name.
He needs like three more good ideas, though, to erase that pathetic Rolling Stone interview. I mean, that was.
Oh, no. That humanizes him, Vinny. Oh. Who doesn't need love? He wants someone to come home to at night.
I can't stand the sound of my feet in my empty house.
Oh.
Clunk,
it's so
clunk.
It's so heartbreaking.
Clunk. I wear earplugs so I don't have to hear myself be alone
in my giant mansion.
Get a smaller house, Elon.
Everything echoes
when I moan. Oh.
As I'm walking down my marble staircase.
I turn the corner and it comes back at me. Oh my God, hilarious. I mean, not hilarious. Poor Elon. Someone needs to be his person. He must be very difficult. You'd think someone would
stay with
Elon.
With a mind like that.
Right. I'd be like, you just keep talking. I'm not going to be listening, but just talk and talk and talk. I'm going to look
help,
right
yes.
at you and think my own thoughts.
Yeah.
I think it's the needy thing, right? It's got to be the needy thing. It can't
be that he works his ass off and wants to come home to a warm body. And that he wants that warm body to have been there waiting for him all day.
Well, right. But there's the problem. Therein lies the problem. Mm-hmm. So I just sit here and make myself available when you are.
Yes, that's your job.
Right. Well, no thanks.
My job is the Boring Company, SpaceX, and Tesla. Anyway, you said Elon Musk. I launched.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I love him. Blah, blah,
so
blah, blah.
Who else is on this list?
So, actually, I don't even know if Elon's on the list. I don't believe that he is.
I'm still looking. I don't see it. It's not in a list form.
There was an article on SFGate this morning about three local people on that list, one being Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Ryan Coogler.
He's
on that list. Wow. I forgot who the third person is.
Well, maybe they'll pop up
but
here.
But I didn't see Elon.
So they sort of lumped them, and they don't rank them. They just sort of lumped them into categories. Leaders, icons, artists, pioneers.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, he's on the list.
Yes.
Is there a little blurb about him that we could listen to?
Yeah, here's the blurb.
All right.
I will never be happy without someone. Going to sleep alone kills me. It's not like I don't know what that feels like. Being in a big empty house, and the footsteps echoing through the hallway, no one there, and no one on the pillow next to you. Oh, F word. How do you make yourself happy in a situation like that?
It's your right hand, Elon. It's lube and your right hand and your laptop. It's fine.
It must all seem for naught to him, you know? Like, what a heartbreaking thing to say. You know, he's got all this, he's just so smart, and he's got all this stuff going on, and he comes home and he's effing alone.
Money can't buy you happiness.
No.
When I was a child, there is one thing I said must continues. I never want to be alone. That's what I would say. His voice drops to a whisper. I don't want to be alone.
Oh, God. He sounds like a psycho.
So sad. Elon should just adopt a nice family to live at his house.
Just go buy somebody.
just go get a nice family. Like, give them all, they'll believe me, they'll love you, you know. Get someone par and like put their kids through college and give them jobs at your house and, you know, have the whole family bed, right, Bryn? I mean, that's like a great way to keep a family close together.
Yeah, that's how you keep them humble, right?
Yeah.
Be humble.
Sit down.
Bitch.
Anyway, we found this quote in Time Magazine. There it was, everybody.
That's the quote. That's the blurb that they put in.
Echoing footsteps.
707 says, if Elon cries in his house and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Sure does.
It does. He's there to hear it. That's the problem.
That's why he wears earplugs.
He doesn't want to hear it. Oh, my God. Like, it actually makes me feel so bad laughing at this because it's so... It's heartbreaking.
Embarrassing?
No, not...
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Not embarrassing.
You know
it's
what?
Wicked
You're
sad.
Not the only guy that doesn't have a partner in this life, Elon. Ooh. The guy who has everything. Oh, sorry. You paid all your bills, but you don't have a perfect piece of ass next to you waiting for
he
your...
He did for a while. That,
yeah,
I mean,
he
Amber
did.
Is a perfect
so
piece of ass.
So he got really lucky. Good for him.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
couldn't make that last,
he? Wants a life
She
partner.
Was over it in like a minute.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
She should have tried to stick it out. He's brilliant.
And someone needs to tell Elon something.
What?
The loneliest people aren't the people alone in the bed. The loneliest people are the people that are like in a marriage where they're miserable.
Right.
Those are the loneliest people.
You know who he needs is you. He needs you to be telling. You need
Listen.
To wear your game over. Hey, he doesn't realize what a resource you could be for him. You could actually
if
make him really see what he has.
Chris Kelly for Elon. Is that a trade up?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, Chris.
Absolutely
Get
not.
Out.
Absolutely not.
Chris oh, my
has,
God.
And I'll
Listen
tell you why.
Defend his friend.
I know.
Chris.
I already have Chris. I need to keep what I've got.
No, that's not it at all.
The grass isn't greener, guys.
The grass isn't greener. The grass is not greener. You are absolutely right. The grass is the greenest with Chris, and I'll tell you why. Chris.
Okay.
Tell us why.
Tell us
about
why.
Your boyfriend.
Forget it. I don't like your tone.
No,
I don't
love
like the
it.
Way you said that. Too
yeah.
late.
Oh, my
I
God.
Have, I have one.
Now
I
you're on probation. It. I'm not going to talk for 3 hours.
Bye, Felicia.
I know what Chris has. He has
what?
Heart.
He has heart. He has the eyes to see. He has the ears to hear. I'm sorry, but hearing that interview with Elon Musk, you're looking at a guy who's blind and deaf. He has everything, and he can't see it. I cannot be around somebody like that. I've met him also a handful of times. The conversations have been about 14 seconds, and then he runs away.
Oh. Well, he's socially awkward, right? So that makes it hard to find someone.
And who wants that? I'll take the person who's not socially awkward and the person that believes in me over Elon Musk 100 times over 100 times.
Oh, Chris believes in you.
He does.
That is actually sweet. I guess you shouldn't ditch your real friends for fake friends that we make
Chris
up
Kelly.
On the radio. I know.
He's so
I do
nice.
Too. I'm just going to say it. Chris Kelly is the best venture capitalist in the country.
Of all time.
Of all
time.
Hold on. Everyone, ring a bell for Chris.
I need a bigger bell.
Hey.
Hold on. Can you
set up a pitch meeting for my brother with Chris?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, great.
Ring them for 4 minutes until we go to break. Chris Kelly.
Okay. Happy Friday, everybody. We're already off the rails.
He's like an angel on earth.
Oh. More bells
and maracas.
All right. So who else is on the list? It doesn't matter.
You haven't told us anybody yet.
I have not said one person on the list yet.
Who's on the list?
We've been talking about this for 11 minutes.
The main thing on Elon is they just talk about his how he thinks about the future and how he wants to build civilization on Mars and stuff like that.
We got
to
get off.
No quotes from him, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, because his quotes are too embarrassing. He's like, I might as well go to Mars. No one wants to sleep with me here.
I'll find a nice Martian girl.
Poor thing.
Okay. So,
Elon.
I know, it's wicked sad.
Come on, dude.
So Millie Bobby Brown is on this list, and she is the youngest person at age 14 to ever make the list. That's 11 from Stranger Things. And
was she in the movie It? Was she the girl?
No.
Okay. She's in Stranger Things.
The boy from Stranger Things is in the movie
Finn
It.
Finn Wolfhard, I think his name is. They all just got raises for the little kids for being in there. And speaking of records, this year's list includes 45 women and 45 people under 40, which is the most ever in either category. So Millie Bobby Brown, Sterling K. Brown, Gal Gadot, Hugh Jackman, Chadwick Boseman, the director of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, John Krasinski.
You guys going to go see that Quiet movie?
I need to. Maybe I'll go after I go to the dispensary today.
There you go.
The Shape of Water director, Guillermo del Toro. Lady Bird director, Greta Gerwig.
Wolverine's on the list.
Yeah, I said Hugh Jackman.
I want to say Wolverine.
Nicole Kidman, Roseanne, Tiffany Haddish, Kumail Nanjiani. Singers, Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna, Kesha, Cardi B, Shawn Mendes. Oprah, of course. Mm. Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, Sean Hannity. Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from Good Morning America. No Kathy Lee. Let's see. For athletes, they had Olympic snowboarder Chloe Kim, Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon, J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans. He was the guy who raised all that money after the flooding.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis stud Roger Federer, Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors. That must be our third Bay Area person. Politics, activism, and world leaders. President Trump, Kim Jong-un, Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Nancy Pelosi's on here, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Jeff Sessions, and the Parkland, Florida high school shooting survivors. That's just a tiny section of the list, so... That's Time Magazine's most influential people. One thing I forgot to mention yesterday, I don't know how this got left out of the story. Bill Murray and his brothers opened a Caddyshack restaurant in Chicago. We talked about that a little bit. The menu has a cocktail on it called the Pool Water Martini, which is made from chocolate vodka, Frangelico, a blue Curacao, or however you say that. I think it's something like that. And a Baby Ruth candy bar.
Everybody knows that
scene. I was expecting that.
That is the
right
best.
In there. His brother, Brian Doyle Murray, actually co-wrote Caddyshack and played Lou Loomis. And it was based on their real-life experiences, the Murray brothers and the director, Harold Ramis. I guess they were all caddies when they were kids. I don't know.
Lou was the head of the caddies. Was he the head of the caddies?
I don't know.
What's his
Lou
name?
Loomis in the movie, Brian Doyle Murray, whoever Brian Doyle Murray played.
I feel like he might have been the head of the caddies.
Somehow I'm pretty much out. Let me look at the spotload here.
Somehow.
I know.
He might have been, Vinny. You'd recognize his face.
Let me.
If you haven't noticed, Kanye West is writing a book, a philosophy book.
Is that the one on Twitter?
On Twitter. Yeah. Super deep thoughts on Twitter, such as, like that. He took time out of that important work to announce that he's got two albums coming. One is out June 1st. It's a solo album with seven songs. And then on June 8th, he's releasing an album with Kid Cudi. And that's called, is this the name of their band or their grouping or the name of the album? Kids See Ghost. See Ghost. Might be the name of their pairing. Or it could be the name of the album. But anyway, two new Kanye records coming out in the next 2 months.
Lou is, in fact, the head of the Caddies from Caddyshack. And you definitely recognize him.
Yeah.
Kids See Ghost is the name of the album.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I did not realize that Bill Murray had a brother that looked exactly like him.
Right?
That is crazy. Uh-huh. You held that picture up. If you just held that picture up, that's Bill Murray. Young Bill Murray. But no, that's his brother. Crazy.
Oh, is that what they call him?
Yeah, that's what 415 says.
Yeah.
What's going up in the news, Ben?
Wells Fargo's in big trouble.
Oh, great.
Again.
It's Doobage Day, everyone, and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's going to be great today. It's going to be a hot weekend. I heard 80s, which sounds wonderful right up until you're out like, I'm sweating. But it's Friday all day, so great news, everyone. This part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. We do a podcast in addition to this show, and it's called The Secret Show. We do it a couple times a week. Yesterday, our special guest was Scott Capurro and his husband, Edson. It was filthy. Don't listen to it. Unless you're totally not a prude.
Was there any fallout from that? I had to bounce out, but it seemed like there was going to be some trouble.
Not that I saw here at the station, and he didn't text me 100 times yesterday. So
he did or didn't?
Didn't, no.
Oh.
The funny thing is, Edson came up to me afterwards and was like, totally fine to leave all that in. Leave all of it in. All the names, all the stuff.
What'd you
Even
do?
Even though Scott kept on saying, I don't know, it's fine. And then eventually Scott said, whatever, dude, just leave it all in.
So you left it in?
No.
Good.
Because I figured that.
He would have called an hour later.
Edson kept on coming up to me saying, it's fine, it's fine. You heard me bleeping.
It's fine, Breen.
So I actually reversed
it. Stop telling him.
Back to normal without the bleeps, and he was happy as he walked away, and I bleeped it again.
So you had to trick him.
I felt that way, just for Scott's benefit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, our loyalty is with Scott. Edson is Edson.
We saw Scott running. Me and Vaughn walked out the door yesterday. Thank you. We walked out the door yesterday, and we see Scott running down the street.
Like hey! Jogging?
Yeah, he was just funny. Passing the building here. He looks so good.
I know.
His little shorts and his t-shirt.
He looks fabulous. Fit. He does. Yeah. I can't believe I'm convinced that Edson tells him that he's fat around his middle because he just wants to keep the man down.
Uh-huh.
That I've never seen anyone skinnier than Scott Capurro.
I know.
Like at his age, he should be settled in and bulky. Bulking up. Anyway, he's on yesterday's podcast. Don't listen to it. It's horrible.
And where's he at? The Blue Lagoon?
Oh yeah, tomorrow night, Santa Cruz, the Blue Lagoon.
And then next Saturday, Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park.
And I think that might be one of his last, appearances before he goes on vacation to England. Just like reading on a regular basis, activities involving early math will give your child a head start in kindergarten. More at firstfivecalifornia.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has all the info you're going to need for, say, the Earth Day weekend that's coming up. You know, it's Earth Day.
Sure.
On Sunday, I believe.
And that's not getting overshadowed by anything else at all.
A whole weekend of celebration. What do you mean?
420, bro.
Oh, well, I haven't gotten to that yet. There's a story in the news about Doobage Day. Also, you could probably get info. Is anyone going to Coachella?
No.
A lot of people, I'm sure, are from this area, but...
Who's in?
Aren't most of us? You going, Vin?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's all just decide to go right now.
Loser old people. Of course we're going.
Hop on the private jet. See you at the runway.
Yeah. It would be so great to roll like that. You guys want to go to Coachella? Yeah, I just grabbed a bunch of tickets way overpriced on StubHub. We're going to hop on our private jet and go down to UN.
For that, I would definitely go.
Hell yeah.
Let's see here. Also, I wanted to mention the Warriors won last night, 110-97. They are now up 3 games.
Congratulations, guys.
Next play is Sunday afternoon.
Was that game 4?
That was game 3.
So they're going. Game 4.
It's 3-0 right now. And they have game 4.
Cow. Barry is on fire.
He's doing well. Don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
A lot of ankle sprains everywhere.
It's
falling down.
Kevin had one last night. Not a bad. He's okay, right?
He's okay. Yeah, Livingston too had within 5 minutes apart.
Oh,
and Steph
no.
Curry's been out the whole time.
Livingston's the guy. He has the worst injury of all times.
What's he got?
He didn't get it this time. When he played for the Clippers, he goes up to, I think it was a dunk, and blows up his knee in the most horrific way anyone has ever seen in the history of blown up knees.
What did it look like?
And the fact that he's come back to become a great player is unbelievable, frankly. If you've seen the video, it's out there on YouTube. You can go see it.
Can you see that he's landed wrong? What is the visual?
Have you seen this, Bryn?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my God. It's so awful.
Tell me.
No, you don't want it.
I want to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, the point is, yes, I watched a little of the game last night before bed, and we looked good. We had it in hand, and then you see Kevin sort of twist his ankle, and you go.
Let me see them. See.
It's bad. It's super grainy, but you can still see it.
Oh, you can't see the...
Which one is he?
I'm not looking.
No, not yet. They do a fast break right after this. Hold on.
It's the worst.
Watch this.
The
guy in the white?
Oh! Oh, God! That's horrible! Oh, my God!
It's not cool. I don't even know why I looked it up.
Are you glad you saw it?
No!
You were so curious.
I can't even look to confirm that you're seeing
He's still down.
He never gets up.
Choo-choo.
He leaves for, I don't know how long, a year at least.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
It's the most awful thing.
That's worse than Joe Theismann. That's worse than thing.
At least Theismann had pads on.
Oh, my God. This dude just, that leg folds up on itself the wrong way.
Right. So the fact that he came back and he's a productive player and a world champion, it's a great thing.
That's a freaking miracle.
And I'm sorry to hear he sprained his ankle, but that's nothing compared to, I'm sure
he played
like,
on, though. I mean,
Jesus.
I don't even feel that. You should see what happened to my knee.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that.
I told you.
Boy, it's like he kicks himself in his own hip.
I told you.
That is horrible.
The number 420 became associated with marijuana in 1971 when a group of stoners at San Rafael High School in California would meet at 420 to smoke.
By the old oak tree.
They would say, 420 is code, and it starts spreading from there. And today is, in fact, April 20th. It's Dubage Day across America, everyone. If you're one of those people whose game, you know, where's the party at?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
They expect as many as 15,000 people to visit Golden Gate Park today to be there to light up at 420. Oh, yeah.
So that's what time the gathering. Oh.
Sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
And my money on my mind.
So if you want a new experience, 420 in Golden Gate Park has to be
historic.
Something to say.
Right.
A story to tell, I would imagine.
They're saying 18 and over. A lot
18?
Of
it should be 21. I mean,
a
it's illegal.
A lot of going that way. A lot of ride sharing locations.
Sure.
And I think, Vinny, even AAA is offering that tipsy toe service.
Oh.
And that's for non-members as well. That starts from 4:20 p.m. till 4:20 a.m.
Wow.
That's
very generous of them.
That is very nice. It's only up to 10 miles.
Oh, okay.
For your vehicle.
According to the Board of Supervisors, President London Breed.
Yes.
Love it or hate it, the historic 420 festival is not going away. People from all over the world will continue to visit our city for this event and probably will for years to come.
Well, look, we need the tourism. Apparently, this place is an asshole.
They were whining about that yesterday.
You know what? I'll tell you something.
Come on in. Be stoned and don't notice.
We'd just gotten done with those stories about the homeless and the drug addicts out on the streets, and I was leaving. I hadn't really seen it go down this graphically. It was right after we talked about it. I'm on Embarcadero.
Yeah.
Right across. So you know where the train yard is?
Yep.
Right there along Embarcadero where it's a chain link fence. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side is $1 million apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing they must go for that, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. There's a guy with four guys around him, and he's just shooting up in plain view. They're not trying to hide him. He's not trying to hide it. He's shooting directly into it. And I'm looking over going, not even trying.
And that's that is tourist central. Like, people walk the Embarcadero.
That's the gateway into the city. That's coming off the freeway.
Or up the ferry.
Right in.
It's unbelievable.
The first thing you'd see is that dude right there shooting up.
Yay.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Yeah, hi.
God, looks like people
are lined up with tents all across along there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the spots, too. Yeah. There's a little nook in between the freeways that go.
I'm always scared of that little place.
That spot is where they often are pulling. You see I don't know what the crews are called that go out there and
the kick them out,
throw everything away. Yeah. They're out there with huge trucks throwing.
A lot of recology type people do that.
Yeah. Tons of garbage.
Recology?
Recology, like
recycling.
The sanitation department.
Okay.
Whatever it is here in the city. I don't know. It used to be scavenger company. Bryn,
it is recology.
It is recology. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Our dump site.
Yeah.
Wells Fargo.
What about
is about to be fined $1 billion with a B.
This is in the wake of the fake accounts and shady underhanded.
This
stuff
is other stuff though, they say.
Oh yeah.
The problems with Wells Fargo this time are not tied directly to its well known sales practices scandal, where the bank admitted employees opened as many as 3.5 million bank and credit card accounts without getting customer authorization. They do involve, though, the auto lending and mortgages that Wells Fargo does. I think they're one of the biggest home loan.
My loans are always through Wells Fargo. I know a guy there. That's the thing. I actually know some of the people there, so I don't want to change banks.
Like, they're the name
you
don't.
All my crap's there. Not no.
You should.
I know I should, but I actually have a relationship with a couple people there.
Wells Fargo is the nation's largest mortgage lender, and last summer they admitted that hundreds of thousands of its auto loan customers had been sold auto insurance that they did not want or need. In thousands of those cases, customers who could not afford the combined auto loan and extra insurance fell behind and had their cars repoed. Apparently, they also admitted they were doing that thousands of customers were charged unnecessary fees in order to lock in their interest rates on their home mortgages. As the nation's largest mortgage lender, this is a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I just moved to First Republic. I think they're amazing.
Yeah. Same.
While banks, whatever. So anyway, $1 billion to Wells Fargo, everyone. Will that change anything?
Probably up my ATM fees.
Right.
You going to stay?
You know, I am. I'm telling you, I'm so entrenched there. I can't even imagine trying to move it. And I really like a couple people that I deal with there.
This poor guy just loves beer. Yeah. I know how he feels. Sometimes you really just love a lot of beer. Right, Sarah?
Sure. You know, 3 o'clock on a Saturday, the sun's beating down. Give me a Corona with lime.
Well, in this case, it's Coors. And actually, I drink Coors. I really liked the yellow can Coors. A man on an apparent beer run led Santa Rosa police on a chase yesterday morning after stealing the whole truck.
Oh, he took the truck. Oh, I wonder if this is going to be on Bad Boys, Bad
Maybe.
Boys.
Maybe. And wait till you see how he's dressed. It's a classic.
Is it the wife beater?
No, he's got no shirt.
Oh, well.
And
that's
American flag print shorts.
Oh.
Tennies with no socks. And he's dirty, as in filthy dirty. Not sexy dirty. Filthy dirty.
Mm.
The delivery driver...
What's he been doing?
I think running from the police. Oh. The driver was inside MD Liquor and Food in the process of dropping off an order of Coors Light when the customer informed him, some guy in American flag shorts just jumped in your beer truck and drove off.
Who leaves the keys in their beer truck?
A lot of drivers do.
You know, guys, don't do that. You're just asking for it. It's a beer truck. Everywhere you go,
it's
people are like,
beer.
A beer truck.
GPS.
Like, oh, so much for deliveries today.
I guess I'm free and easy.
Actually, the time I got caught stealing beer from a beer truck, mm-hmm. as the guy was yelling at us, he was like, I would have had to pay for that.
Himself?
Himself. The guy, the driver was saying that. I don't know if it's true, but that was, maybe he was just like...
Maybe there is some kind of bond that they have to carry.
It's his way of hopefully not having to see us again.
Yeah.
Because we followed him for a while. Well, right. We were like, hey, beer truck.
Or for the company, tell the drivers, hey, make sure your stuff is locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A GPS tracking system on board the truck located the vehicle within minutes, drawing police, Santa Rosa Police Department.
Shame. Let's hope that Cops was being filmed at that point.
I know. It's perfect. Wait till you see his shorts.
Suspect. Perfect for that show.
It's perfect. You wait till you see it. Anyway, he ended up, they had a helicopter come out after him, and the truck was abandoned. They say they found this guy in the bushes.
Oh, you got it?
Within an hour
Are you
after.
You cackling about it over there?
There's a look. He's got to make the show, right?
Let's hope so.
right.
Are those like little deer heads? Like, you know how you have a trophy deer head mounted instead of stars on his shorts? It's like an American flag print, but they look like little deer heads, don't they?
Oh, I didn't look closely enough. I don't.
Is that like an NRA thing? Like, oh, American to shoot deer?
I don't know. Boy, you really look at stuff sometimes, don't you?
It just popped out at me that they weren't stars.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. You really look with too much detail, though.
Dude, your dresser is fully in that picture.
It's too much detail.
It's the main thing. It's like this beautiful wood right behind your daughter. How could I miss it? Nobody could miss that. It's a nice dresser.
It's far too much stuff.
And the molding of the dresser.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, like, then I looked up. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, what a lovely piece of furniture. She's that
like,
was.
Like, what baby? What kid?
I noticed
nice
her, too.
Dresser.
She's so pretty.
I truly thought you meant her dress. I was like, oh, I wonder what she's wearing. All right. Well.
Should I have said nice bureau?
Oh, my God.
No. You don't compliment random.
Why not?
Inanimate objects in a photo.
That's not true.
Compliment whatever she wants.
Yes, I can. Thank you, Yuzette. It's Friday. It's Friday, and I will slather my compliments thickly.
You just cannot take a compliment.
It's
Vinny.
It's just too much noticing.
I'm going to start complimenting on Sarah's Instagram, too. Just random stuff. Nice wall in the background. Finding anything random.
That's fine. I would be like, oh, look, you really looked at the picture.
I love the coffee mug.
Yeah, I love my coffee mugs. Don't get me started on this. What else you got over there, Vinny?
I don't know. I feel weird now.
I just commented on your bagel picture. Nice pad of paper in the background.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, let's all make random comments on background items and people's pictures from now on. That's going to be our thing.
Are those deer heads in the blue patch on his American flag print shorts? She asks.
Well, I mean, I was confused. Like, what are they? They're not stars. I mean, it's definitely an American flag print, but the stars are something else.
The seatbelt buckle looks different than mine in my car.
Oh, does it? What color is it?
It's a little orange.
What's outside that window right there?
You should get that mole checked, buddy. I don't know. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh.
Honestly.
What?
It's too much.
It's...
Just like. Just
sorry.
Hit the like button.
Just, I just wanted to, you know,
get on down
I wanted
the road.
To make a
like,
comment, and, you know, I was, what else could I, like, I didn't want to say what everyone
nice
else was
dresser.
Saying. It's a nice dresser.
Weird. weirdo.
Good, your woman has good taste in furniture.
She didn't pick that. I did.
Oh, you have great taste in furniture, Vinny.
Well, thanks. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, 800, 400.
Yep, the text. Or the test.
This is, we are in big trouble. It's not even 7 o'clock.
We have breakfast coming. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm losing it.
Listening to the April 17th Secret Show. In 1985, I was a stoner in Fremont.
Oh.
Wait, stoner in Fremont. Oh, these are all mixed up. My parents sent me to my aunt, and they called me a loadie.
Oh.
I hadn't heard that term in forever, Vinny. We used to use that term, loadie.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before.
And usually the loadies were in the smoking section. Mm-hmm. At school, which is a weird thing that even existed, because no one was old enough to smoke, but...
Right. Were there... I mean, there must have been an age requirement or restriction on smoking, but I don't believe... Because they were right there, like in the center of all the classrooms.
No,
looked out
I smoked
onto
the smoking
section
all the time.
And nobody ever said anything. And, right.
You know, I'm sure
very
few
people
like,
in high school are 18. You know, until you're senior year.
These kids smoke. And if we don't let them do that here, then they're going to leave campus to go do it. Mm. So maybe they were just, sometimes you can't fight that stuff.
You want to keep the kids there on the campus. Go ahead and smoke, kids.
Yes, Lou is the caddy master, everyone. That's
Bill Murray's brother.
Brian Doyle Murray is also the mayor of Punxsutawney in Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I feel like he's a dude who has gotten way more work than I would ever give him credit for, because he is totally recognizable, and not just because he looks like exactly like his brother Bill Murray.
It's awesome, though, that they like each other and they do work together. And
it is great when you have five brothers and you all get along.
Yeah.
And what does he have? He's got five brothers and two sisters?
Yeah. That's
that is
what
a humongous
like.
Family.
Yeah.
510 says, Human is disgusted by Elon, but he says things very similar. But he uses it as an excuse to be alone.
Yeah, Human actually likes his alone time, as opposed to Elon, who cries over his alone time. Elon, stop it. You know, some things we just keep to ourselves.
I don't even understand what that texter wrote.
I don't either.
But thanks for defending me, Sarah.
Listen.
Happy Friday.
95% of the time, I got your back, buddy.
Mm. And then the other?
Well, sometimes I'm just like, what? I can't defend that.
Cry me a river, Elon. I'm 50, alone, no kids, no money, no life. Doesn't bother me much. Vinny's right. Lube and a laptop.
Oh. It's sad.
Well, it's sad because he's just being pathetic about it, in my opinion. Like,
I agree
anyone
with you.
Who reads that article goes, you bitch, you're in a mansion and you're whining about not having some hot chick sleeping next to you.
He's a human, Vinny.
I just get it.
Companionship. It's hard for billionaires. Listen, it's really hard for billionaires because they never know what people really want from them. Is this a real connection that we have, or did they just want me for my money?
I get that he only knows his own life, and so to him,
he's cut off from the rest of us because none of us are like him.
A valid gripe.
I am so.
Ronry and sad Rhea Ronry.
707 says that Elon quote without the mansion sounds like it could be a quote from Human.
But Human doesn't wallow in it like that. Human actually.
Hey, listen, I readily admit December is a rough month, but the other 11 months are phenomenal.
You should just stay with me in December.
4 and 5 goes, here you go, Human's in a mood. Now you're going to spend the next 4 hours kissing his butt.
He's in a mood?
He's not. He's great today. He put me on probation early, but I got off really fast.
Oh, you pulled right out of it.
Pulled right out of it. Me and Human are good right now.
Good for you.
Right, Human?
Right.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.